Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. I'm your host, and today is Monday, May 4th, 2026. This week has already brought some of the most significant changes we've seen in the AI industry in years. First up, the de-exclusivity era is officially here. OpenAI and Microsoft have restructured their landmark partnership. While they remain close, OpenAI's flagship models, including GPT-5.5 and the new Codex, are now available on AWS Bedrock. This is a massive win for Amazon and a signal that the era of closed ecosystem exclusivity is fading. But it's not all smooth sailing for the frontier labs. Anthropic is currently in a standoff with the US government. Their latest model, Claude Mythos, is reportedly so powerful at identifying cyber vulnerabilities that Anthropic has withheld it from public release. This caution has backfired diplomatically, leading to a lawsuit after the Pentagon excluded Anthropic from its latest high-security AI deals. On the technical front, Google has surged back into the lead for reasoning. Gemini 3.1 Pro just posted a staggering 77% on the Arc AGI 2 benchmark. We're seeing a fundamental shift toward models that can self-correct their own logic in real time. Meanwhile, NVIDIA is looking to solve the massive power and memory issues that have plagued the industry. Their new Vera Rubin architecture promises a tenfold jump in inference efficiency. But even with better chips, we're facing a global memory crisis. HBM and DDR5 shortages are so severe that the market has moved to hourly pricing for enterprise hardware. If you're building an AI right now, your silicon costs might literally change by the time you finish your coffee. Finally, we're seeing the rise of sovereign AI. Google's new partnership with South Korea to build a national AI for science center shows that nations are moving toward specialized, localized models like AlphaGenome for DNA research, rather than just relying on general-purpose LLMs. That's it for today's briefing. Stay curious, and we'll see you in the next one.